يلا بينا. عايش عايش. طيب ready.
Yes.
Great. Thank you, Shaista, for making time for today's coaching session. Before we begin the session, I'd like for you to take a deep breath, close your eyes, set the intention for today, and let me know when you're ready.
Yeah. I'm ready, Vriti.
Thank you. Thank you, Sashta. As you know, we'll be recording this session today. So I hope I have your permission to record this.
Yes, you do.
Great. Thank you. How have you been, Sashta, today?
I've been great, comfortable in this space right now.
Lovely. So tell me, what would you want to discuss today?
Well, I would want to discuss about my transition in my personality, which I feel I've been observing for this whole year. I've been a quite an extrovert person all my life, but at the same time enjoyed my solitude since my childhood. Currently, I would say what I want to discuss and explore. Sonali, could you please mute your mic? I'm sorry. I would want to discuss about this transition I am going through, from being an extrovert to this introvert person, which is really beautiful, but at the same time, a little difficult at times. Because what is happening is I'm enjoying my company the most, saying no to a lot of social. You know, Christmas is near, New Year's is near, so everybody has been asking about, and I've always been a people pleaser, so I'm also on that transition of saying no to people in a polite way. And this transition has happened because of two reasons. That is my awareness. Number one, like I said, I've always enjoyed my solitude, and my time, everyday routine with my students, since I'm a teacher, satiates my social, you know, being. For the past 2.5 years, I'm not associated with a specific institution, which gives me a lot of free time. And in these 2.5 years, I happened to connect with some people in my village, acquaintances, happened to spend a lot of time with neighbors, made company during my walks, going to, you know, cafes, but meeting someone, sitting with them. I did all of that because it just happened, but in the later in the latter part of the year, I realized this is what I don't need. Probably I did not close the relationships with those people in a proper way, I feel. But at the same time, I feel the closure isn't even necessary. They're not very important people in my life. They're people I occasionally meet, but the thing is, I've been a giver all my life, quite sensitive, quite emotional, so I get attached to anything and anyone. Like, I live in a village, so a calf, a sheep, these are my company every day. So I even, like yesterday, a calf died. I was upset about it. I want to move on this way in my life where I'm happily introvert. I'm not disturbed by this thing of closure with probably a homestay guest or, somebody I meet at a cafe. It's okay. I just want to remain polite, humble, nice with everyone and myself. I think I don't do it for myself a lot. So yeah, navigating, transitioning from extrovert to an introvert and how to navigate on this journey beautifully, calmly, taking everybody along and letting it go. That is what I think I want to explore today.
So firstly, Shaista, I'd like to acknowledge that you've been so aware of this transition in yourself. It's definitely not an easy journey to introspect for a very long period of time and come out with these insights. So that's really, really commendable.
Thank you.
I hear you. I hear you are enjoying your solitude currently. I hear you feel this transition from being an extrovert to an introvert is very, very beautiful for you.
Yes.
I also hear that your time with your students satiates the social need of your app. So you're very comfortable in the current, if I may say, introverted setup.
Yes, I am.
It seems like you're exploring how to navigate this transition and at the same time be polite and humble to yourself to begin with.
Absolutely, Vithi. Yes.
So what? So tell me more, what is so important about navigating this transition?
Like I said, I'm quite happy to where I'm getting into. But at the same time, I said it's a little challenging and difficult because of not just pleasing others, but keeping myself first and being able to say no to certain things or people. In a nice way, not feeling bad about it, A. B, not being too attached or being affected by saying no or not saying a goodbye, like I said, closure to certain people I made acquaintances with in the past 2.5 years, which, like I said, in the latter half of the year, I realized there's no point. I enjoy this so much. So yeah, this is what the transition is about, and this is what I want to explore, how to reach this, path where I know I am getting into, in a way, like you said, where I'm keeping myself first. And doing it calmly and beautifully, yeah.
So I hear you want to keep yourself first. I hear you don't want to feel bad about not connecting with people at a superficial level.
Yeah.
So, what are you thinking as you share this?
I'm thinking that I'm almost there. I just need to continue to do things without feeling bad about it. Like I said, being on my own journey without feeling bad about upsetting anyone, feeling obligated. So, yeah, but like I said, there are certain occasions where I feel difficult and challenging. I want to be out of all of that and reach this position, which I see. I'm, like I said, I'm almost there. I just want to do it in such an easy way that I'm not burdened to say no to others, doing it nicely, calmly. Yes, not being too attached to, like I said, the relationships. You know, even if it's some random person on the street I see every day during my walk, right? So, yeah, just like going along in my life and not being too involved with others. Because that's my past extroverted self, right? Which sometimes comes out.
So I hear you are able to transition into this feeling in an easy way, is what you feel. I hear you want to, whenever choosing being an introvert or whenever choosing to have limited conversations, you want to do it very calmly, peacefully, without any pressure on yourself.
No, I don't think so. I said that choosing to be introvert and having conversations calmly, I'm doing all of that. I said that it's a transition in my personality from this extrovert to this introvert, which I'm almost there. I'm just trying to, like, how to navigate this, the path, the roadblocks that are, haywire right now, like I said, saying no to people. And not feeling bad about it, not feeling obligated about it, and being on my journey happily. And koi mila, so it's okay, say hi, hello, be nice, and go about it rather than being attached and then feeling bad. Yeah, so just being on this journey without feeling bad about saying no to people. I made connections some time back, but I'm not in touch the way I was with them. So yeah.
So I hear you are aware of the transition in the personality that's happening.
Yes.
While you also feel you're almost there,
Yeah.
you want to look out for the path, how to get there very, very smoothly.
Absolutely, yes.
So it seems like you're reflecting on ways you can continue to transition entirely
Yes.
and be mindful of the roadblocks.
Absolutely, yes. Be mindful of not the roadblocks that I'm already mindful of. I want that, I don't feel those roadblocks at all. I mean, it's that smooth, right? There is no need to feel bad about, like I said, they are not important people, right? So, yeah, you said it right, that on this journey of transitioning entirely, absolutely, yes.
So, what are we exploring today?
Like I said earlier, we are exploring to be on this journey from being an extrovert to an introvert without feeling bad about not staying in touch with the pe with people the way I did, not being connected with them the way I did, to be able to say no to people, to be able to prioritize myself. So how can I do all of this, like I said, without feeling bad? Because, like I said, I've enjoyed my solitude the most, always.
Why are you once again wish to prioritize yourself? You
Yes.
wish to move from this journey of being an extrovert to an introvert without feeling bad. So when you say you want to move from this journey of being an extrovert to an introvert without feeling bad, what do you mean by it?
I mean that it stays as my own personal journey, as my own intrinsic and extrinsic journey. Intrinsic, as in I'm enjoying the things I do on my own, and extrinsic, not feeling bad. Oh, I did this particular walk with someone 3 months back every day, but I would like to do it alone because I enjoyed that the most. I don't want to be a part of a certain gossip or whatever, right? So this is what I mean, that this journey of being extrinsically, intrinsically happy and calm within myself, rather than, like I said, feeling bad, pleasing people.
So what I hear is you want to and you enjoy the journey of being the intrinsic journey of doing things on your own.
Yes.
The journey of being happy and calm.
Yeah.
So what makes this transition so important for you? What if I can reword and say, what makes having this smooth transition so important for you? So smooth that, as you said, a roadblock doesn't feel like a load. It's your natural being.
Yeah. Can you repeat the question again, please?
What makes, let me try and make it short so that what makes this journey of moving from extrovert to introvert without feeling bad so important for you?
It's so important to me right now because I really feel the most comfortable within myself at this point in time in my life. If I look back from since my childhood to today, I think I'm the most comfortable with myself because I feel I'm the most connected to myself. That's why I used the word intrinsic as a transition and extrinsic, yes. So, because it, like I said, I repeat, it makes me the most comfortable, most connected to myself. So, why not to be on this journey rather than going backwards?
Well, this is very important for you as you feel most comfortable
Yeah.
with yourself in this space in your whole lifetime so far.
Yeah, most connected.
What about this journey, or the transition of this journey is so meaningful for you?
I would say the same thing, like I said, because I feel the most connected to myself in my whole lifespan, from whoever I am, I was, to what I am today. That is the reason I feel that this transition is the most meaningful, because this is where I feel the most connected, happiest, calmest. Absolutely blessed. That's why I want to reach there, and I see I'm almost there.
So I hear you say that this transition is the most meaningful. I hear you saying that you are in your happiest space. I would like to know what is the significance of this transition now, and how do you think it will impact your future?
I think this revelation came to me this year in January when I turned 38, that I'll be 40 soon and I want to be the best version of myself. I don't know, until when I'm alive, but because I see that I can do this. It makes me the most comfortable person, sanest, calmest. This journey doesn't mean that I'm a saint and I'm not talking to anybody and all of that. It, when I see myself on this journey, I have seen this change in my personality as well, that with a lot of people I did not feel comfortable with, or have different opinions on. Previously, I would make sure I'm, even their elderly people in the family, everybody knew she will say something. But recently, I had an occasion where I had to meet everybody, and I was surprised at myself that I was speaking with these elderly, specifically, I would say men in the family, telling them, yes, you're right, this is your perspective, but this is this other person's, and doing it so calmly, and I'm sure they were also shocked. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, being on this journey and making sure that by 40 I do this, because I know this is definitely better for me as a person as well. To maintain healthy relationships with everyone around me, to the people that are important to me. So that's the revelation I think I felt just now, that not just with myself, it definitely, if I'm working on myself, it is definitely helping me to have beautiful relationships with people who have different opinions. And not feel bad if they argue, if they're rude to you. It's okay. They're coming from a different perspective. And saying, like telling them, it's okay, that's your perspective. This is some other person. So doing all of this in a calm and beautiful way, that is what it is helping me, this journey. So that is the reason I think this is the significance, that before I reach 40, I want to do this at least. For myself and for the people I really love and adore.
So
So
I know
between
you.
23, 24 minutes up, just for information, go ahead.
Yes, Aline. So I hear you want to be the best version of yourself. You feel this is better for you. I also hear you saying this is helping you maintain healthy relationships with people around. It seems like you are considering how to make this transition a way of life for you in order to have and maintain beautiful, healthy relationships.
Absolutely, Vritti, yes.
So, what is becoming clearer now?
Like I said, this is the revelation which just happened, that it's probably a while ago before this conversation started. I was thinking I was doing it for myself, but I realized that important people, people I love, really mean to me. So I'm doing it not just for myself, for the people I value, for the people, for people who value me as well. So my circle, I would say, my core group. Yeah. So, yeah.
So I hear you say that this transition is not only for you, but this transition is for your circle as well, which is your closed, very close.
I mean, yeah, it, yeah, exactly. It is for myself, and it is for my relationships, which mean the most to me. Yeah. So it's not just a selfish reason. Probably it is just a selfish reason. But yeah, to make my environment, I would say, healthier and happier and calmer and positive, communicative.
So I heard you say, in order to make your environment healthy, in order to make your environment calm, you would want this shift to be there.
Yes.
In order for this transition to happen, what needs to shift in your perspective? And I will say, in order for this transition to happen entirely, what do you think needs to shift in your perspective?
I think this is what I'm exploring, that what needs to happen now. I think probably here I'm stuck. I know this is the journey I must cater to. Almost there. But how to, not like I would repeat, not feel bad and all of that. So I think I'm exploring the shift. I'm still there. I don't think so I have the answer for what needs to shift. Difficult for me to answer, yeah, honestly. Yeah. Probably more communication, I think. More communication with myself and with the people I want to be a part of my core group. I mean, I want them to stay in my core group. Yeah, I think this is the shift. More communication, probably more phone calls or more text messages, but yeah. First of all, to bring those people on the same page. Everybody's so busy with their lives, so yeah. So more communication. Okay, yeah.
What do you think needs your attention now in order to do this?
I think this is the attention to be in touch, stay in touch, stay communicative, because we all have not much time on this earth. And I've seen a lot of deaths in my family, so, and closed ones. And I think, and I'm talking about a lot of important people who are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. I've been that favorite grandchild, niece of everyone. So, yeah, I think That's the reason. That's the attention, I think. More communication, probably with my buas, masis, and everyone. Because, like I said, I think death almost every year has brought this thing.
Oh, so I hear you feel more communication with your close circle is required for you to experience what you wish to end that
Yes.
seamlessly without feeling the
Yeah.
without feeling bad or without feeling the load of it. What matters most to you here?
I think love, connection, communication, this matters the most to me. I think this is what we miss on. This is what I want to hold on. Yeah.
And what will enable you to get there?
Picking up the phone. Yeah, writing letters, which I used to do. I think I'll do that now for New Year's.
Yes. Picking up the phone, writing letters.
Yeah.
If to help you prod more, what is a disabler you're?
I think the working schedule right now, I mean, that's the only thing. So, but yeah, after I think during this conversation, I get my answer. Thank you so much for this, that it's the communication. It's what I feel I must convey it. Like the olden times, like the old times, like the analog times, and I'm quite that kind of person. So yeah, I have a lot of beautiful hand-painted cards. I'm going to do that. Start writing from tomorrow for sure. So thank you.
So, if I would like to put it down, what are the new actions you will take? If you have to pen down two actions that you would like to take starting in your future.
Put this phone call thing, letter thing on my to-do list and just start with one person at a time. Not load myself, but yeah. Taking it slow. And this is the action, like I said.
Any
Starting.
way that anybody can be your accountability partner or help you to achieve this in a more structured form?
I think
How can I help you here in any form?
I think probably in my next session with you, you can just check, did I actually write a letter or I was just saying this to one person at least in, let's say, a week. Yeah. And I post it too. No emails, letters. Yeah.
Nice. So you have post offices in Manali
Yeah, there's one. So yeah.
nearby. Nice. So anything else that you want to discuss in this session? Anything that you would want to close it with?
I'm just grateful to you. Thank you for being my coach today and helping me transition from the confused beginning I was in to getting my answer that communication is the key. I mean, not just being this teacher trainer, what I am, but in my personal life, that this is the core. Yeah. Thank you so much, Riti.
Lovely. Anything else that you would like to discuss, or can we close the session for today?
It's okay. We can close the conversation today. Thank you for your time.
Lovely, Shaista. Thank you.